Back to Mickey and Zach.
Hit me with the horn, 20. Keep making noise. Keep making noise. Yeah.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. It's that time of year where we're going over to Twin Peaks coming up. Is it a week from Thursday already? Is it a week from tomorrow? We're 8 days away.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it?
We're 8 days away. Join me, Quawk, Kelly, Brad, Walt, Ben, Mr. 24. You're going to be there?
Yeah, I'll be there. Because I don't know why I'm not including the library.
No, you're including this because I'm including it, but I can't stand this when I go to places. Hey, is Zach here? Hey, where's Zach going to be? 20-degree beer and Zach Orr. What else do you need?
I need people to show up. That's what I need.
You better show up early.
I need good food.
If you
want a seat. I need good people, good times.
I got you food.
Nice cold beers.
I got you cold beers.
Let's do it.
I got you all the great talk.
What time over there on Thursday?
5 to 8.
5 to 8. Get there early.
You better get there early.
Get there early. It will be very, very full. If you try to get there in the middle of that, you won't be able to find a place to sit down. It'll be tough.
Yeah. No doubt about that. In summary, I want to be very, 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 because people hear part of what they want to hear and they hear part of the show and all this kind of stuff. And I've said this 10 times now over the last week. If in 2 weeks or 2 months or 6 months we come to find out that Urban Meyer knew about it, didn't do anything about it, didn't think it was a big deal, and doesn't think that beating women's a big deal, if all that comes to case, whatever, I'll be the first to say they should fire him, never work again. The guy's a scumbag, and we'll never look at his name ever the same again. But that decision comes in 2 weeks, not now. That's my point. Your final point?
My final point is I watched the Nick Saban video. Enjoyed it. Saw that there's another way outside of the way that Dabo does things. And I prefer the way Dabo does things.
Right.
But it was just interesting to see another way that people would do things, another way programs are run, the way that the coaches go about their business. That being said, those practices, they showed a couple practice shots and him, you know, having being mic'd up during practice. It's the same stuff. You know, coaching is coaching, right?
Yes.
Practice is practice. They both demand excellence on the field and off of it. And they just go about handling themselves in a little bit different of ways. Even though they're good friends, apparently, right?
Who?
Dabo and Saban?
I think Dabo and Saban are. I think Urban and Saban are. I think Urban and Dabo. Dabo tells a story that when he won the national championship, he said, I'm speaking at the coaches' convention. And he goes, I'm tired. I don't barely remember any of this. And I've got to muster up enough energy to speak at this thing. And he goes, right as I'm about to go on stage and speak about the season, speak about whatever it is, I get a text from Urban Meyer said, you just beat Nick freaking Saban. You know? I mean, I think there's a respect for all that kind of stuff.
It's funny. He's on the way to SEC Media Day in the video. And they're like, what do you think the number one question will be today? And it's obviously the quarterback, right?
Right.
And he's like, I know it'll be. I already know the answer, too. The team's going to decide. And they cue to like 15 different questions where he's just answering, well, the team's going to pick him. The team's going to decide. Just different ways to say that. And like, yeah. Well, that is exactly what's happening in Clemson at the moment.
The one thing I don't like about Nick Saban is I don't like he tries to control the media. You can control the media without them knowing it. Dabo controls the media. Dabo controls the message. Clemson controls the message right now. You're let in when they want to let you in. You're allowed whatever players they want you to allow.
Yep.
And they answer whatever they want to answer in a way they want to answer. They control the message. And part of this is that one man controls the message. Now, last night we heard from Venables, and later on we'll hear from Tony Elliott. We've heard already from him, and you'll hear from other guys in there, some players in there too. But for the most part, it's a centralized message. And that's smart. You don't want to have five different people telling you five different things. That's part of the problem with Jeremy Pruitt at Georgia. Jeremy Pruitt kind of undermined Mark Richt a little bit and kind of said some things that he shouldn't have said about the program and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a centralized message coming from one person, the CEO, the spokesperson, the front man for the whole deal, the face of the program. With that said, I don't like how Nick Saban almost demeans the media and makes them feel foolish. I think Nick Saban needs to understand that these guys are only doing their job, and that if they didn't have to be there, they probably wouldn't be there to begin with. There's demand for them to be there. You know what's funny about football coaches or really any athletes is, A, when they say, oh, I don't really read the newspapers. I don't really listen to the radio. I don't really – and they do.
Important.
And B is they criticize the media until an analyst, and then they retire, they get to do it, and they do the same thing that those guys are doing. You know, John Gruden now, you watch, John Gruden, who's second-guessed coaching calls or second-guessed personnel on the air, Monday Night Football, whatever, for years, right?
Sure.
Now he'll go into a thing and say, well, you guys, who are you? You don't know what a second-guess is. the first thing you do as an analyst is you second-guess, right?
Sure.
And you go about this thing, right?
He's going to be a disaster in Oakland, right?
See, he wasn't great before Oakland. He had a couple of good teams in there, or the second Oakland thing, I should say. He had a couple of good teams, and he won a Super Bowl. But there's a lot of people think he won the Super Bowl because of what Tony Dungy, or did Dungy come after Gruden? Did Dungy? I don't know how that worked out. I have a tremendous amount of respect for Tony Dungy. You know, I was watching that Hard Knocks last night. Quickly, I'm going to get back to Gruden here. Again, I think Hugh Jackson is a really good man. I just don't think he's a good NFL coach. And he's in a bad situation. He won after Dungy. He won in his very first year at Tampa. He won the Super Bowl. A lot of people think Dungy put that team together. His entire career in the NFL, 95 and 81. You know what's funny? Is that he was more successful in Oakland winning percentage-wise than he was in Tampa Bay. He won 59% of his games in Oakland. He won 50% of his games in Tampa Bay, 50.1, 50.09. 57 and 57 in Tampa Bay. And 38 and 26 in Oakland. So he had some good teams there. He also had a 7-9, a 5-7, a 4-12, 2 8-8s. And he only won double-digit games in four of his, 11 years. He made the playoffs in – here's what's crazy. Wild card game. Do you know that he only won playoff games in 1 year of his career? When they won the Super Bowl, they won two or three playoff games.
Yeah.
Three playoff games, whatever. But that's the only year that he ever won a playoff game.
Dang.
So it's not like Gruden's going to be, you know, ultra successful through all that.
And they gave him how much money to go coach again?
Gazillion. I'm interested to see how it works in Vegas.
Gazillion?
Yeah, with a G. I'm interested to see how it works in Vegas. Finishing up, because I don't want to linger on it. When the texter says, we do know that he knew what happened. But here's what I'm telling you is very few people know what happened. And as a texter, you don't know what happened in that case, Zach Smith and Courtney Smith case. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Records have been sealed. Rumors. And what we know, I mentioned this 1,000 times now, what we know is what one side has wanted to put out there. We don't know what the other side has yet. Once we know that, then we can make a decision. I'm skeptical of anything I hear, that every piece of information I have is biased, including this show. I told you that before. When I'm telling you about Trevor Lawrence being so great, that's our bias toward Trevor Lawrence, right? Consider the source.
Some might argue fact.
Huh?
Some might argue fact on that one.
Well, if it comes to me, it's fact. It's our truth.
Oh, man, our truth. I'm not disagreeing with you.
It's our truth.
It is our truth.
Right. Let's just wait and see what all the rest of the fact. And then let's form an opinion later on. Quickly, let me see if I got enough time to do this right here. Oh, I got plenty of time to do this. Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roar. Hey, good morning, Chad. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Doing well, man. How about you?
Couldn't be better.
All right, man, what's the oldest text message in your phone? So, like, if you scroll through the date that you received it, what would you say the oldest text is?
Okay. My wife gives me a hard time about this, and they should. I don't keep text messages. As soon as I answer a text message, I delete it out. So, Zach, you can attest to this right now. Here's my text messages. I have one from one person, and that's my wife. As soon as I answer it, Unless it's like a shopping, grocery shopping list or something like that.
You do this on the text line here, too, as well.
I do it on text line here, too. I like having clean slates. I'm a little bit anal about this, man. I want a clean slate, and I don't want anything muttering and mucking up everything else. So I'm not a good example of this. I don't have old text messages.
All right, Jack, what about you then?
April 11th.
I would go crazy if I had something from April 11th on my phone.
Do you think it's a little odd that the girl from Ohio State has text messages from 2015? I mean, not trying to disparage her character, but that's a little odd. You know, so when that first came out, when she had texts from, like, so long ago, I immediately thought, you know, she doesn't seem quite right. I mean, you know, and I have no idea what happened, but that, you know, and Mickey, to your point, 100%, I mean, the worst, she has characterized this and Brett Murphy hearing her side only as the absolute worst possible scenario, right? So it can't be worse than her side of the story. And so, and knowing that, there's always another side of the story, and it's probably somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And so that's why Feinbaum and all these guys firing him, you know, Thursday or Friday last week when the news first broke, it's just so irresponsible because Feinbaum would not be doing that if it was Saban. Do you agree?
Totally agree. Nick Saban could do whatever crime he wanted to do, and he's going to take up for Nick Saban. That this is Feinbaum's deal is he hates the Big Ten, and he hates any threat to Nick Saban, and that's where all this is coming from.
Totally agree. And to make second kind of point or question, is there, you know, I think we both agreed, or, you know, it's pretty common sense that there's no chance Trevor Lawrence redshirts, correct?
Barring, it won't be a redshirt, it'd be a medical hardship. Barring any kind of injury, then he plays.
Yeah, so no chance. So in saying that, what's more likely, Trevor redshirting or Trevor winning the starting job before camp's over? And so, you know, Trevor being named the starter before the first game. Because is there anything possible that Trevor could do to win the job in camp?
I think there is. Matter of fact, didn't you tell me that David Hale wrote some sort of story yesterday where he thinks that Trevor Lawrence starts the very first game? I think I saw that in one of his tweets. He predicted that Trevor Lawrence starts the first game, Zach Orr, Mr. 24, Jack Lectanto?
Yes.
Okay. And so he's predicting that.
I
think there are some things. I think that he can go out today with first day of pads on, go out in the first scrimmage, second scrimmage, third scrimmage, and show a complete command of this offense and look like he's doing it better, and the staff says, you know what, man, we're gonna play the best player. I think that's a possibility. That's much more possibility than redshirting.
Shocking. Yeah, that would just be unbelievably shocking me. So then last question, when you look at the four defensive linemen, and I'm not trying to say they're overrated, Mickey, but you know, they're all very, very good players, with probably Lawrence being the best player. My question is, where would each of them rank individually compared to defensive linemen in the Brent Venables era at Clemson? And so, like with Grady Jarrett, would you take him over Chris Wilkins? I'm going to hang up and listen to your thoughts on that. But, because, you know, I would argue that outside of Dexter, you know, I think he might be the only all Venables team on the defensive line at Clemson. I'll just hang up and listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Chad. Well, let me start out by saying this. We had a little nugget after practice yesterday.
What did we have?
My EB over there. You're my EB.
Oh.
What kind of shoes you have on today?
Flops.
There you go. EB Flop Boy. We got a nugget yesterday. Dexter Lawrence said that last year, remember when he said, man, Dexter Lawrence is hurt, and he go, well, he's not hurt, he's fine. And went, no, Dexter Lawrence is hurt. Well, he's not hurt, he's fine. And, you know, with the injuries, they pretend like it's not a big deal. Dexter Lawrence said yesterday that he was less than 50% last year. That he had a nerve block and he couldn't push off and he couldn't get on his toes of one of his feet. And he still played pretty doggone good. Not great, but good. Not as good as a freshman year, but good. I would say that Dexter Lawrence is as talented a defensive tackle as they've ever had here. And upside-wise, NFL-wise, I would argue that higher NFL potential than Christian Wilkins. Wilkins has been a more productive player in his Clemson career. But Lawrence, when healthy, is more talented. He's just a massive man who's twitchy and just does all kinds of great things in there. When did Venables get here? You know Venables' first year here? Let's look that up really quick. Because I don't want to give him the all Venables team if Venables wasn't here. His first year here was 2012. So from 2012 on, that would include, that did not include Brandon Thompson or Jarvis Jenkins or Daquan Bowers, any of those guys. That would include Vic Beasley, Grady Jarrett, Shaq Lawson, Carlos Watkins, those guys.
Wasn't a bad team.
No, I would say the all defensive line. I think that Dexter Lawrence and Christian Wilkins are better than Carlos Watkins. I think that Cleveland Farrell is better than not. I think Vic Beasley is better than Cleveland Farrell. Would you agree with that?
You think
Vic Beasley is a better college player than Cleveland Farrell?
So far, yes. I think Cleveland could surpass him this fall, though.
I think that Cleveland Farrell is as good as Shaq Lawson, maybe?
Yes.
Maybe. Would you agree that Wilkins and Lawrence are better than... Grady Jarrett was a great football player. Very productive football player. But I think Wilkins and Lawrence are as good or better. Man, remember Grady Jarrett would chase down ball carriers in the flats?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. All right. Give me your all defensive line team for Venables. I'm going to go with Beasley, Wilkins, Lawrence, Lawson or Farrell. I don't know. Give me your all defensive line under Venables.
Beasley, Lawrence, Wilkins,
Lawson or Farrell.
Lawson.
Interesting. Very interesting. I want to tell you about Trail, TREHEL.com. The ball is in your court, Mr. Orr 24. Get with Will Huss. Take care of it. Let's get this competition done. I don't have time to tell you about that because you guys are going to figure out who's going to do the Shoot Olympics and all that kind of stuff. He's still talking trash. You're still talking trash. And so far, I don't see anybody winning anything there. I do want to tell you about my friends at Trail and what they do. And my last time, I need to go over and meet with these guys again. The last time I was there, I learned why single source delivery works. I knew it, but I learned even more about it and how they can still market to architects and they can come at any point in time in the process. But specifically for you people who have never built before or only built in one building, they can shepherd you through the entire process. And that's a very important word and a very important concept because you don't know what you're doing, how you're doing it. And at the end of it, you're going to find out, hey, man, we saved money and it was done on time and on budget. And so if it's a hard bid, if it's a soft bid, if it's any kind of the way you come about it, they designed to a budget so they can go the back way of doing this. If you're on a board that's trying to build, they can do all of these things for you. And find out now why this is $1 billion to the region, why it's for 2016 and 17, the employees voted the best place to work. And while they have zero adversarial relationships, this is an amazing company that's doing amazing things here in the upstate of South Carolina. I know I'm better off because of my relationships I have with these people, and I hadn't built anything with them yet. Yet, I tell you. I might build something later on. TREHEL.com. Who knows, man? Who knows? TREHEL.com, trail.com, 800-319-7006. There's a Trail way of doing things, no doubt about that. We'll come back. We haven't done any Twitter. Get the tweets in. We'll do that. Phone calls, text, tweets, more after this.
A lot of places are jumping on the biscuit bandwagon, but Bojangles has been making made-from-scratch biscuits for 40 years, and that's why our biscuits are the best in town.
Head to Bojangles and get two country ham biscuits for just $3. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Hi, friends. Mickey Baller here for Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. When it comes to legal advice, I go with someone I can trust, and that's the Boggs Law Firm. Their telephone number, 233-8066. The first phone call you make in any legal situation should be to Bozy and the Boggs Law Firm. For legal consultation, court matters, for legal documents, or any legal advice, make your first phone call to Bozy Boggs and the Boggs Law Firm. Again, that number, 233-8066.
Four Paws American Pub, Clemson's newest spot for delicious house-made dishes like pan-fried trout, hot wings, juicy burgers, and more. Located on Highway 93 in front of the Courtyard Marriott, made fresh with local ingredients, Four Paws' diverse menu will fit any craving or time of day. Tigers are making tracks to four paws to catch a game on the 20 big screen HD TVs. Call 654-5151 to place your to-go order. Four Paws American Pub, locally owned and operated by Clemson grads. Go Tigers!
Hi, this is Coach Dabo Sweeney. You know, when it comes to buying or servicing a vehicle, I always choose Toyota of Easley for their great selection, affordable prices, and outstanding customer service. Toyota of Easley is a family-owned business, and in all the years I've been a customer, I've always been treated like family. I encourage you to visit Toyota of Easley if you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle or in need of service. Toyota of Easley is all in, and their name means a great deal.
You do back to school, and Northland Communications has the most important thing on your list: high-speed internet. Learning doesn't end when you leave the classroom. It starts at home. You need ways to connect to the world around you. Get one of the most important tools for success today: Northland's high-speed internet. Whether you're messaging with classmates or studying for finals, you're only one click away from discovering, learning, and getting more out of school this year with speeds up to 100 megabits per second. That's fast. And now, get Northland's best deal of the year. Sign up for Northland's high-speed internet for only $39.99 a month. Don't miss out. Call 888-NORTHLAND or visit getnorthland.com to learn more.
Limited time offer. All rates net of taxes and fees. Not available in all areas. Additional restrictions and conditions apply. Actual speeds may vary. See getnorthland.com/offers for full details.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
The Mickey Plyler Show
on 105.5 The Roar.
We can talk about sports.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Well, they blew up a chicken man in Philly last night. Now they blew up his house too. Down on the boardwalk, they're getting ready for a fight. Gonna see what
the come on, Bruce Springsteen over there today. You get a little Born to Run, then you get a little Atlantic City in there. You had a little,
Thunder Road.
Thunder Road in there.
Well, Ben texted me earlier this morning. He's like, "You mind playing some Springsteen, some Bruce?"
Yeah.
I said,
and Ben's wife said, "Sure? Love some more Springsteen,
yeah,
please."
Yeah. She emailed in actually. She's like, "If you guys don't mind, play the boss." And I was like, "Absolutely."
Hey, we'll take requests here.
I was like, "Absolutely, Mrs. Mills said, there's no problem." And here we are.
Since you've now offended her, can you get her Urban Nirvana gift certificate?
Yeah, we can send one right over. It's not a problem at all. Sweet, we have her email, and you can send the gift card right to the email. It's easy to do. Urban Nirvana, urbannirvana.com. Gift card tab right at the top of the page there. You're done in and out in less than 5 minutes.
I love that, man. I think that's amazing that you can become a hero. Go from a zero to a hero. With Urban Nirvana, they've got the hair, they did all the spa stuff, rejuvenating mind, bodies, and spirits in a really cool place in a nice, clean atmosphere. I don't want to talk about the competition too much, but you know, some of these places out there that kind of do summer services aren't the nicest, cleanest, most reputable places. At Urban Nirvana, man, you're talking about like just high class.
High class across the board.
Right. Highfalutin. You aristocrats over there. UrbanNirvana.com. Guys, make it easier with that purchase gift tab. Good stuff. You were telling me about this A&M website you just read.
Yeah,
is it a website?
I was looking up some Dexter Lawrence stats from you know his career. Obviously, he fell off of a cliff from his freshman season because he was hurt and playing at 45 to 50%, as we found out yesterday. So that's probably excusable with his performance from last year and the way that it didn't quite stack up to his freshman season. And at the bottom of the page, excuse me, there was a link to an article written by some Aggie website, Giggum something. And they did a bit of a scouting report of Clemson, and they had high compliments across the board for Dabo and their defense and all of these things. And they mentioned that Clemson's offense is not much to write home about, and they gave a little score prediction for that game, a 23-20 victory for the Aggies, saying the 12th man will be the difference out in College Station in September.
Do you take exception when he says the Clemson offense is nothing to write home about?
Yes.
Why?
Because this article makes no reference to old 16, as you like to call him.
Well, we don't know if he's going to play or not.
Hey, to old 16, as you like to call him.
My question would be to that. Here's my where I would take a little bit of exception to.
Mm-hmm.
For Texas A&M, OSA last year, they gave up 30 points a game. I would ask you, was UCLA and Josh Rosen an exceptional offense? Probably. They gave it 45 there.
Sure.
They gave up 43 to Arkansas. Was Arkansas's offense something? What's their quote? Something to write home about? Something special?
Offense was nothing to write home about.
Okay. Was Arkansas's offense something to write home about? Because Arkansas put up 43.
Probably not.
Was Mississippi State's offense something to write home about? Because they put up 35. In College Station, Texas. Auburn's offense, is that something right home about? Because Clemson held Auburn to 6, and they put up 42 on A&M. Was LSU's offense something right home about?
No, never is.
Because they put up 45. And by the way, and I know this is a different staff, was Wake Forest offense something right home about last year?
Not particularly.
Wake Forest put up 55! You want that again?
No. Wait, let me turn my headphones off. Go ahead.
Wake Forest put up 55. Wake Forest had... Wait, let me be clear about this. Wake Forest.
Can you do your impression?
Touchdown, Wake Forest. Carolina. Welcome back to Steve Spurrier calling show. Wake Forest put up 646 yards of offense against them last year. And their last LSU put up 601. They gave up 1,247 yards of offense in their last two games against teams that don't have good offenses. What are you talking about not have anybody to write home about? Not offense, not something to write home about. Bruh. On the other side of it, what did they say was the difference in the game?
The 12th man. The home field advantage. All those 100,000 plus people in there.
Can I tell you that the last, see if I'm not saying this, 4, 5, 6, the last 6 Power 5 opponents that have played in College Station, Texas, at Kyle Field.
Yep.
Great. A&M is 1-5 against them.
Is that right? Who's the one win?
South Carolina.
I mean,
I take it back. They beat Arkansas as well. I'm sorry. They beat Arkansas 50-43.
There it is.
They're 2-5 in their last 7 home games against Power 5. In 2016, they lost to Ole Miss 29-28. They lost to LSU 54-39. Last year against Power 5 at home, they beat Arkansas 50-43. They beat South Carolina 24-17. They lost to Alabama 27-19. They lost to Mississippi State 35-14. They lost to Auburn 42-27. They beat New Mexico. That's not Power 5. They're 2-5 in their last 7 against Power 5 at home. How's the 12th man a difference?
Well, you know what? This is why they're bringing in Jimbo Fisher, right? This is why they got rid of old Kevin.
Tiger Paramedic says, can we get more of the Todd Ellis impersonations? Touchdown, Kenny McKinley! Touchdown, Carolina! And then Tommy Suck said, 1969, we beat Tennessee. And then they go, done.
You're just going to have a rip-roaring good time out there in College Station.
Touchdown, Clemson.
Get you a little Dixie Chicken action.
Touchdown, Chad. I want to talk about A&M a little bit. We're going to talk more about this coming up later on.
Hey, we're focused on Furman.
There was a thread. I'm not. I'm looking ahead.
There was a thread. One game at a time. Focus on Furman.
A&M. There was a thread on Tiger Illustrated.
We're on Tiger the Georgia Southern.
No, we're on A&M. And it said, it talked about the Midnight Yell. Now, you went to Kyle Field, College Station, Texas, Dixie Chicken 2 years ago?
Yeah, I think it was about 2 years ago now.
And but you went on a Saturday and came back on a Sunday, maybe?
I went on a Friday, came back on a Sunday.
But you didn't do the Midnight Yell thing, did you?
No, I had to be up early on Saturday morning.
They talked about this in this thread, and I didn't take it this way, but I think about it a little bit this way. There were some people on there said it's a cultish type deal. They do these chants, and it's these male cheerleaders dressed in all white,
yeah,
that are gathering at midnight. I'm just telling them I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid if they start passing around. And I'm not getting on some sort of a rocket ship in case there's some spaceship that comes down.
Sure.
But it's a cultish kind of thing that they do. And I guess all of college football kind of has theirs. I mean, your cult does the woo-hoo with the Tiger Rag stuff and all that stuff. I mean, I guess we all kind of consider it somewhat.
As God intended, by the way.
No.
I don't think there's a way to get that out at this point.
Yes, there is. You got to replace it.
With what?
Go Tigers. Go Tigers. Go. Something.
That's not as exciting. We're all woo girls deep down.
We're not all woo girls.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Woo. Woo. Woo.
Be a woo girl if you want. I'm choosing not to do that.
Woo.
My buddy crosses his, he does an X with his arms every time they do
it. Does he?
Yeah.
We're all woo girls.
No, we're not.
Just a little bit apart. A little
no,
part of us.
No, we're not. And I'm about to throw up over my stomach starting
woo.
To hurt.
Oh. Go out there wooing. Hey, when their team takes the field, boo.
Boo.
Boo. Boo. Boo, Paladins, boo.
Oh, my word. You know how we're divided as a country now?
Yes. Red and blue.
Nope. Woohoo and ban the woohoo.
Oh, nice. There it is.
That's it. You know how, like, in our politics, how in both sides' minds, you're like, how can somebody even possibly think that way? Right? You know that.
Mm-hmm.
You know people on both sides of the fence. And the prevailing thought is there is no possible way that I could ever think, that I can imagine ever anybody ever feeling that way, right?
Yep.
That's how I feel about the woohoo.
I'm sorry to hear that, man. I'm just sorry to hear it.
Woo! Boo, Paladins.
Boo! You gotta let them know.
You showed them, didn't you?
You gotta let them know. I mean, down there on the hill, they're coming in. You boo!
You showed them.
Boo! You just gotta boo them. And the entire rack starts up. Woohoo! But boo! Not, boo!
But not boo. It's boo!
Boo. No, you gotta get up with it.
Okay. Oh, my word. Oh. I got tears coming down my face right now. All right, back to the lecture at hand. Oh, Dr. Dre, by the way. This A&M deal, guy says, start speaking in tongues, handing out snakes, and passing around jars of cyanide at midnight yell. It's a little bit weird. I respect the military, and I respect the fact it's a military school, And I like farming and agriculture. And I obviously we wouldn't be able to live without them. But the farmers fight cheer and the hand signals that they do and the weird little, they get down and they all, have you seen this before? And
oh, yeah.
The way they clap this way and they put their fists together this way and then they do this way with the hands and all that. It's a little strange deal in there. Now, I respect the fact that 30, 40, 50,000 people are cramming in there at midnight. That's pretty doggone cool. And what happens is, I went one time, and I think all you guys do is, the head coach comes out and speaks. And they hand the mic to him. Dennis Franchione was head coach when we went. And I told you, they all have these shirts on, and they're maroon shirts, and they have these white, huge, big white letters, and it says, howdy, on there. And they hand the microphone to him, and he says, howdy! And 50,000 people say, howdy! And you go, man, that's kind of crazy. I don't know. I feel like there's some, like, Scientology going on over there.
Are you going to the midnight yell?
No, because we're going to be in Houston. We're flying into Houston.
Oh, you're driving down the day of the game?
Yeah, probably.
It's not a bad drive.
Nah, 90
and plus,
minutes.
It's Texas, so, like, no rules Texas. Apply to anything. You can go 100 miles an hour, and a cop will pass you.
Really?
Yeah, like, he'll, like, tailgate you to get you over to the right-hand lane and then go around you.
Yeah.
Lawless society down there. Lawless.
Well, text right here says that I must admit the woohoo felt good after the Renfro touchdown against Bama. There is no reason for the woohoo to ever feel good.
Oh man, that probably felt great.
No,
that probably felt fantastic.
It's there's no way my lungs could ever do it. My wife does this to me. She knows that I hate it.
Mm-hmm.
She has nothing to do with the fight song. Right before it happens, she woohoos. But, and you know her well enough that you know this is true, right?
Oh, yeah.
Not that she woohoos, but she looks right at me and does it demonstratively. And doesn't do anything else, but just looks right at me and does it, knowing that I don't like it. Before I take her final break, can I get one more Boo Paladins?
Boo!
My friends at Prime Lending want to help you out with your next mortgage, your next refinance, your next remodel. I'm on their page right now, and I would say that one of the things that I'm better at 50 than I was at 30 is understanding mortgages and understanding terms. And I'd say that the reason that I'm much better at it now is because I've done two loans with Prime Lending. And I did the glossary section. So now I don't know everything about it, but now I understand the what PMI is. Now I understand what VA or what FHA, what escrows and what points and closing costs and, you know, I understand all earnest money. I kind of understand all that now. And again, it's because I've done a couple of them, but really they walk me through the advantages of why and, you know, what title insurance is and that kind of stuff. I know that now because of Mark Hawkins and because of the team over there. Let them make it as simple as it can be. It is our great friends at Prime Lending, 230-9746. That's Mark's direct number, primelendingsc.com. Local people here in the upstate of South Carolina, really all throughout South Carolina, helping you everything you need at primelendingsc.com. Final segment. Still hadn't done our Twitter stuff. We'll do that right after this.
M&L Mobile Home Supplies is the largest retail mobile home parts store in the upstate. They're your source for heat pumps, heating and air replacement parts, doors, tubs, showers, vinyl windows, skirting, decks, water heaters, everything you need. And they'll install vapor barriers, insulated floors, ductwork, and heat pumps. For 32 years, the staff at M&L Mobile Home Supplies has served the upstate's mobile home needs. M&L Mobile Home Supplies, 1128 Bypass in Anderson or online at mnlsupply.com.
If you ever wanted to buy or build your dream home, now is a great time. Hi, I'm Christy Ross with Ag South Mortgages.
And I'm John Foster with Ag South Farm Credit. We offer low fixed rate loans on land, farms, and home construction.
Whether you want to buy a home or just land, in town or in the country, Ag South has a program for you.
Call us at 864-226-8507.
That's 864-226-8507.
Equal House Lender, NMLS 480-519.
Calling all superheroes. Do you wish there was a way to make extra money while helping others in need? Now is your chance. BioTest Plasma Center in Clemson is seeking plasma donors who will be compensated for their time and travel. New donors can earn $50 on each of their first five donations. Repeat donors earn up to $310 a month. Walk-ins welcome. Become a superhero and save lives. Schedule your appointment and get more info at biotestplasma.com. Again, that's biotestplasma.com.
Hey folks, Quag here to tell you about the best shave on the market with Harry's. I love my Harry's shave every single time. It's the smoothest, most comfortable shave you could possibly imagine. And for a limited time only, they've got a special deal. New customers can save big on a Harry's shave set with OOB5 at harrys.com. Get a five-blade razor, the weighted handle, the shave gel, the travel cover for just $3 plus free shipping. Now you might be thinking, why Harry's? What's the big deal? Well, their founders are tired of paying up for razors overpriced and overdesigned, so they've offered a simpler option that gives you a quality shave at a fair price. Just $2 for replacement cartridges, less than half the price of the leading competition. They've got 100% quality guarantee. There's no subscription required, and they're now available in Walmart and Target. That's right. They've gone to stores near you. For a limited time only, get that shave set. $5 off with the code OOB5 at harrys.com. That's just $3. That's all it takes to get started. $3 plus free shipping when you use the code OOB5 at harrys.com. Join the millions of guys who've already switched. Go to harrys.com today. Don't forget that code OOB5.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Amazon has everything for back to school. Zebra lunchbox? Check. Cool Adidas gear like t-shirts, shoes, and backpacks? Check. Triceratops folders and pencils? Check. Laser cat t-shirts? Check. Get your back-to-school shopping done now at Amazon.com/back-to-school and enjoy free shipping on millions of items. No need to leave your home or hassle with crowds. Amazon.com. No better place to get everything back to school from A to Z.
Buying a new or pre-owned vehicle can be overwhelming. Thankfully, Hendrick Honda Easley offers a world-class experience in a fair, fast, easy, and transparent environment. As the only Hendrick dealer in the upstate, we take pride in being connected to the local community in which we live and do business. Hendrick Honda Easley is there to help you find the newer pre-owned vehicle just right for you. Online at HendrickHondaSC.com or at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley. Again, that's Hendrick Honda Easley.
Imagine your dream carpet installed for free. The Home Depot offers all-inclusive free installation on minimum purchases of $699. No hidden fees and no surprises, so the dream carpet you want comes at the price you were expecting. Imagine free carpet installation that's actually free. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid on carpet priced $1 or more per square foot. Specialty items may be priced separately. License numbers available at homedepot.com/license numbers.
The Mickey Plyler Show on 105.5 The Roar.
That was such an odd start to the day.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
What are you laughing at over there? What do you got going on over there?
Neither, man. I'm good.
Sweet summertime's coming to an end for all the parents that know what I mean. It's back to school preparations. You have to get the school supplies. That's $1 million. The new backpack, that's $1.2 million.
Just ask Ben. Ben took out a second mortgage for it.
Clothes, that's $1 trillion. But there's one thing your son needs. What's a that? New fresh haircut.
Where can he get it?
Roasters. No matter what the age, you're feeling good about yourself, go in style, get the best of the best. Roosters is there for you. 884-8920. It's our great friends at Roosters, Pelham Road over in Greenville. I've done it. Smell good. Get it done, man. Make your son look right going back to school. It's our great friends over at Roosters. Where in the world has Paul from NRE been? Where you been, man? Where you been?
I did been busy. I had a little surgery, nothing major, you know, any little gallbladder surgery. I just been real busy here lately.
Let me be clear about something. Minor surgery when it's on you, major surgery when it's on me. So
I hear you. It's nice. I'm still recovering, but, you know, that's just that's better than what it was.
Well, good. Glad. Hope you feel better.
I see. Board of them Red Sox took it to you, Yankees, didn't they?
They did. The Red Sox don't lose. They just continue to win and win and win. The Red Sox are on a – let me see if I'm right by saying this. Let me get this to you here. 162 times .702 is their winning percentage right now. They're on pace to win 116 games this year.
I know. That's unbelievable. You know, the Braves yesterday, they won the game that I thought they'd lose and lost the game I thought they'd win.
Yeah. It was a crazy doubleheader, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was. Won the nightcapper. But, well, let me ask something. I heard you going to A&M. What's the reason, you know, my youngest son went to A&M. What's the reason you're staying in Houston? Are there a reason, family or something
well,
like that?
No, we're flying in, and it's only like we're staying out in the Woodlands, which I understand is a pretty nice area.
Right.
And it's only like 90 minutes away, and then I couldn't really get a decent hotel in A&M on a Friday and a Saturday
night.
How
about Austin? Did you try Austin? I mean,
Austin flight.
I was going to stay somewhere.
Yeah, I wanted to go to Austin. Austin flights were way. I booked these flights when we knew the date, like in January. But Austin plane flights were so much more expensive. So, hey, if I had your money, man, I'd fly in Austin. I'd stay in College Station, but I don't have that Paul from Henry money.
I hear. Have you ever been to Austin?
I've never been. I heard it's amazing.
Oh, man, live music capital of the world, 6th Street and all that. It's just amazing. And when it's probably about, I think it's about an hour and a half or a little over an hour or so from Austin to College Station. And then once you get off to go to College Station, it reminds you so much of 123 going to Clinton. College Station, middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
And it reminds you so much of, reminds you so much of being in a, going to Clemson. But I just wondered why you're staying in Houston, but I guess that's a good reason.
Because the main reason is I don't have Paul money.
I agree. I got to go to Wisconsin. I'm going to try to get to go to Camp David in a few weeks. I mean, Camp Randall, my son's getting married up. You know, he goes to Wisconsin now, so I'm going to try to go up and go and see Camp Randall in a few weeks.
We'll do that jump thing during the wedding. Take care of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'll see you, brother.
Good to hear from you again. I hope he's feeling better. Gallbladder, that can't be good, right? Don't you like have to cut out certain foods and stuff when that happens? Like, isn't that a bad deal?
A gallbladder thing?
Yeah, I don't think that's a good deal.
I don't think so.
Hey, my friend Ralph Patterson used to have a show here, now the AD down at Newberry College. So our state is famous for woo-hoo and what does it say about where we are, huh?
It says we're in a good place as South Carolinians.
I don't know. On Twitter, Samuel writes in, look up what A&M does for their mascot dogs when they die. Another cultist thing they do. I looked it up during the break. I didn't know this. Reveille is their collie. I'm not a big collie fan, but, you know, better breeds out there. But
Lassie's great.
You know. They're better dogs. You know the collie's hot out there at A&M. I remember how hot it was when we went. That's the hottest place I've ever been.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Hottest place I've ever been.
It is. It's the hottest place I've ever been. Anyway, they have a graveyard there. I understand it. That's nice. They do have to put a scoreboard out there where the dogs can kind of see what the score is of the game.
Do they really?
A running clock. Yeah, that's not really cultish. Cultish is those white pants and those white, where you rip your sleeves up and you do like this and stuff. You know, like babies talk when they want more and they stretch it out with their hands?
Yeah.
You know, that sign language babies use like, that's what it looks like to me, that they're doing the, yeah. I think this is poop right here, I think. I don't know. But it's like they're farmers fight, and they go, farmers fight, and they're this kind of stuff.
Never have we needed the cameras more than right now.
I know, we need them bad.
He's doing the poop sign.
I think that's poop. I learned that from.
Is it upside? Meet the Fockers, right?
Yeah, I think you do like that.
Is it poop. Upside down, or is it right side up?
I think it's upside down.
I don't know.
It falls to gravity, I think. I don't know. What do I know there?
It falls to gravity.
But, you know, it is a little cultish deal through all that. I don't know what the I guess if I was an A&M fan, I'd really believe in it. I told you one of the craziest things about A&M and Texas both.
Do you see this guy who sent the koozie in?
Uh-uh.
I can't read it on air, but it's fantastic. I think you'll love it.
That's a koozie?
That's a koozie.
Tell me the one, how hot it is?
Yeah, the one right above it there, yeah.
About meth?
No.
No. Oh, this one says hotter than a meth pipe on payday.
This is Tech Mr. Extraordinaire. It's his number there.
Oh, I don't see that stuff.
Oh, you deleted it, didn't you?
No, I hadn't deleted it. I just, oh, yeah. Yeah, that's pretty good. No woohoo. You can't woohoo. Anyway, I didn't get to a couple things I wanted to get to today. We'll do this tomorrow. Tomorrow, Paul Strelo is going to join us. And Paul is not doing a lot. He's doing some recruiting stuff now, but really the recruiting is kind of wrapped up for right now. Paul's done a lot of the a lot of the practice stuff. And so we're going to do that tomorrow with Paul Strelo. I can't wait. By the way, Chris Sea Tiger Lake says, can you throat punch Zach for doing the woohoo? I'm not going to do that. I'm not a violent man.
Woohoo!
Just not going to do that.
Ooh.
Dennis writes in, people who don't think on both sides of the story are important to ask about Duke's lacrosse team and what they think. I just want the truth. I agree with that. Let's just wait and see what comes out of all of it. Kind of lesson learned through all of that. But we don't do that. We have mob mentality. We rush to judgment. You know what's weird in watching? I'm just jumping around a few things right now. You know what's weird in watching the PGA Championship practice rounds?
What's that?
Is the guys practicing in shorts. You don't see PGA Tour players in shorts very often.
I'm glad Tiger's not one of them. Tiger's got some skinny little chicken legs.
Yeah.
Like, they're bad.
I asked Tiger one time if he ever caught the rustlers.
The what?
The rustlers.
I don't know.
The one that stole his calves.
Hey, you've never gotten that question, though, have you?
Oh, I don't get that. That's it. The biggest compliment we've ever gotten on the show. I feel like I'm listening to Curb Your Enthusiasm right now. Well, thank you very much. Couldn't be more complimentary than that. Give me a few things that you are going to look forward to seeing at 4:10 today when we head out to football practice and watch a little football.
Football! Paul drill. I'm excited about that. Very, just very excited about
slobber
that.
Slobber knocking, man. Just knocking the absolute dog stew out of people.
I think I'm going to close my eyes for the first one. I want to hear it first before I see it. You know what I mean?
Not me.
Oh, I want to hear it. I want to hear the smashing of the pads, the clanking of face masks. I want to hear it. Listen to the whistle blow, the momentary pause, and then just the collision of pure violence. I need that.
Just pure, unadulterated testosterone slobber knocking.
Woo! I need it. Need it like I need air to breathe.
I got a good quick story for you.
Quickly, go ahead.
Speaking of testosterone. Mm. I'm going to clean this up, okay?
Good. Much appreciated.
My junior year in high school, we're playing airport, one of our rivals, and they've got a running back named Kevin Jones. Their fullback's named Roosevelt Way, played at East Tennessee State. Quarterback's Tony Spires, really good athlete. Don't know what happened to him. I think he played at, Newberry, maybe. Anyway, and the running back's Kevin Jones, who played at South Carolina. Got hurt at South Carolina, but played at South Carolina. Big 215-pound tailback that rushed for 250 every game.
Mm-hmm.
Our defensive coordinator comes in these meetings on Monday afternoon after school, right? Friday night, we got airport. And I'm going to clean this up a little bit. And, man, let me explain one thing to you. This Friday night, we're going to show Kevin Jones that his poop stinks too.
He didn't say poop.
No. He said it, and he said it all week long. This Friday night, we're going to show Kevin Jones that his poop stinks too.
Mm.
Kevin goes for about $185 on us, and they end up beating us over there. Maybe $200, I don't know. We get on the bus on the way home. Defense is on the bus, really quiet after getting beat. And an old boy named Thomas Wright, good friend of mine, stood up in the back. Very quiet, depressed bus after our loss. It's not a long bus ride back from airport to Irmo. And Thomas says, Coach Stillwell. I said, yeah, Thomas. What is it? Nobody said a word. We're about halfway home. He said, Coach. I said, yeah, Thomas. He said, man, as far as I'm concerned, that Kevin Jones poop smelled like a rose to me.
Had the bus take it.
We laughed. It was good. Anyway, that's testosterone, man. I want to see somebody's mouthpiece go flying across the field today. I don't want to see any teeth get chipped.
No, we don't need that.
No.
No injuries today.
You know what the most impressive part of all this is, though?
What's that?
watching the staff and the players get that are on the sidelines get into
it. Dude, give me Kelly Bryant and Trevor Lawrence in there. Winner gets the quarterback position. What do you think?
No, I don't want this guy sitting each other.
Need it.
No.
Need it.
No. I need Falcinelli and Hyatt and Simpson going up against Wilkins and Lawrence and Farrell with Adam Choice back there and just slobber knock for a little bit. See how that works out.
Goodness gracious.
Show me that. You know?
Ooh, why Adam Choice? Why not put ETN back there?
Just I want to see just some.
Let's just see what happens.
Right. I'm with you.
I want to see the new kid. Put Lin J. Dixon in there. Let's see him run into that.
Lin J.
Lin J., you're up, big boy.
I'm loving it, man. I'm loving it.